Tensis FM. Only Tensis FM.
Netways.
The net label scene is absolutely fantastic. Just all of this amazing free music out there. It's really exciting.
Dat vinden wij er ook van, daarom dat wij weer een uur netlabel muziek zullen draaien hier op Radio Scorpio. Vandaag praten we met Crepusculum en Sven Swift over een nieuw remixalbum bij het label 12 Rec. Maar dat is voor straks. Eerst nog wat andere nieuwe plaatjes, zoals deze van Massive Dansk Invasion. Welkom bij Netwaves.
Reaching for the ceiling.
met Kid Pie en daarna Ports. Tijd voor wat Belgische netlabelmuziek nu. The Oslo Dead Trash Project uit Hoei heeft eind maart een EP'tje uitgebracht en toen hebben we dat niet zo veel gedraaid. Bij deze zetten we dat even recht. The Oslo Dead Trash Project met Lala.
La la la.
The Oslo Dead Trash Project met Lala was dat uit op het netlabel, de Belgische netlabel Kart Postal. Enkele maanden geleden bracht Fred Beatty onder de naam Crepusculum zijn allereerste plaat uit. Op 12 track was dat. We zijn nu enkele maanden later en die plaat draait blijkbaar prima, want er is al meteen een remixalbum van gemaakt door enkele eminente netlabelnamen zoals Emil Klotsch en zijn Engine 7, Marcin Jules en nog meer schoon volk. Zo meteen praten we met Sven Swift van 12 Rec en met Crepusculum zelf over dat remixalbum. Hier alvast één van de nummers van Skydivers, want zo heette die plaat van Crepusculum, Open Gates. Crepusculum was dat met Open Gates, een nummer verschenen op zijn debuutplaat Sky Diaries uit op 12 Rec. Die plaat is nu al geremixed en komt binnenkort uit. Wij hebben een soort avant-première. Het gaat om een samenwerking tussen Philip Aldovimi van het Zymogen label en Sven Swift van 12 Rec. Die laatste legde ons via Skype uit hoe het allemaal begon.
All started maybe 1.5 years ago. I got in contact with Philip Aldovimi from Zymogen Netlabel, and I told him that I like his label a lot, and asked him if we can do something together like we did it with Serene before. And he was very euphoric about it, and we were figuring out some ideas, which artists or which EPs or LPs we can do together. And we had maybe, I think, 2 or 3 albums we tried to release together, but for some strange reasons all of these albums had to be cancelled. And when we did release Fritz's album in December, Filippo came up with the idea to do a remix album. So it was, initially it was his idea.
Yeah, and it's a remix album of the artist Crepusculum. How did you get right to him?
I met him on MySpace, I think. Mm-hmm. I saw his comment on one of our releases. He's a very big Milhaven fan. Milhaven is post-rock band. That's one of our best downloaded albums, I think. And he wrote them that he loves the album very much, and he's very euphoric about it. And I checked his MySpace account, where he had 2 or 3 songs online, and I liked them very much, and just got in contact with him. He's a very nice guy, and he just said, yeah, great stuff to be on one label with Milhaven, and so this release came to be.
How did you choose the artist to do the remixes?
Filippo came up with a whole bunch of artists he liked to see for a remix, and we also added some.
Zo gaat dat dus. Sven Swift was dat van het label 12 Rec. Onze excuses trouwens voor de iets wat matige geluidskwaliteit. Je kon daarnet het nummer Open Gates van Crepusculum horen. Nu is het tijd voor de remix van het nummer ineengezet door Crashed Cars. Van Crashed Cars met Open Gate, en dat is een nummer van Fred Beatty, oftewel Crepusculum. Zijn album Sky Diaries werd geremixed, en een debuutplaat, dat was zijn debuutplaat liever, en meteen geremixed. Wij vroegen hem hoe dat zou voelen.
It's pretty awesome, actually, especially because it's the first real recordings I've ever made, and then for it to have had such a good response and for people to be asking to remix it is absolutely brilliant. So very excited about it.
Yeah,
and the remixes sound great so far.
You hear the remix already?
Yeah, I've heard all of them, and absolutely. You know, I played a minor role in deciding which ones went on and whatever, and I'm absolutely loving every single one of them. So it's very exciting indeed.
You making melancholic guitar music, and the remixes probably have some dance tracks and electronic tracks. No problem for you.
No, I like a hell of a lot of the different kinds of music. I mean, other than Crepusculum, my other band is a thrash metal band, so I have no problems with the kind of my music being used in different ways. And it's actually quite interesting to be able to hear it, you know, hear how other people think your music could sound, because otherwise it's just the same old, as you say, melancholy guitar music the whole time. And it's really nice to hear it kind of reinvented, if that makes sense.
Yeah, did you hear some new ideas? You think, damn, I should have those one?
Yeah, exactly. There's a remix by what's it called? Engine 7, I think so, which is absolutely great, and he's kind of added a really subtle drum beat to the piece and just put like all of these things in, which I would never have thought to do, but now I hear it and think maybe that's the kind of music I should be making instead, if you know what I mean.
Did you have any impact in choosing the artists or choosing the remixes, or you actually the only thing you did was giving them your music?
No, I had some kind of Sven asked me if there are any artists that I'd really like to get in on the project, and so I gave him a few names. And also then when he when all of the remixes started coming in, he sent out an email to all the people involved where we basically voted for the ones we liked the most to decide which ones would go on the album. So yeah, I played a reasonably big part in deciding what went on, but at the same time, you know, it was a joint decision, it wasn't just me.
Yeah, and which artist did you choose personally?
Sadly, actually, I specifically asked for a guy, I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce his name, but Muhr, M-U-H-R, a French-Canadian guy, I think, whose music I've absolutely loved. In the end, he couldn't finish in time, which is a shame, but also for Engine 7, who's the Glaswegian guy, whose remix I absolutely adore.
Just to ask you some questions about Sky Diaries, the EP that now is remixed. It was brought out some months ago. It's your debut record?
It is indeed, it's my first ever.
And how does it go?
I think I've had 1,600 downloads from Archive, which I'm really, really happy with. And I don't know how many people have actually bought it, but then I have a YouTube channel as well where I put videos of guitar every now and then, and I've had some interest expressed by people on there, some people who've been getting in touch with me to ask how they can buy it and things, and it seems to have gone down really well.
When will the next record be coming out? Are you working on that?
I've been working on a few tunes, yes, hopefully kind of as soon as, I quite like to get a full length LP out instead of another EP, but that means it will take a bit longer to write all the tunes and things. And recently I haven't had much luck with writing. I've been concentrating on, as I say, my metal band, writing for them, but I've got a few new tunes coming. I've got about four down so far, so kind of hopefully in the near future, but I couldn't tell you when.
It will also be on 12 Rec, or are you aiming for a commercial label?
No, I'm hoping to carry on 12 Rec for a while. I don't have any huge commercial hopes just yet. I'm very happy to be releasing music in a form where kind of anyone can hear it, and there is actually, the thing I love about 12 Rec is that you can get the CD, the actual solid CD copies, which is a really nice thing. It's much nicer to be able to have a CD and put it in your player than just having it all on your computer, especially if, as just happened with my computer, you then lose every single piece of music you have because it decides to die.
Yeah,
it's much nicer to have it on CD.
Do you actually earn some money with it?
Not yet. What I've been thinking of doing is either buying a bunch of them from 12 Rec and selling them on, but at the same time, I'm 17, I'm not planning on any commercial advantages for me at the moment. I'm just very happy to get the music out there, and eventually, yeah, I would like to make a living out of music, so I will have to start being less, you know, giving it away for free. But
yeah, but you see it now as a great promotional input.
Yeah, I think it's a very good thing, and the net label scene is absolutely fantastic. Before I heard Millhaven, I'd never had any idea that it existed, and then just all of this amazing free music out there, it's really exciting.
En of hij gelijk heeft, we gaan zo meteen luisteren naar de remix die Engine 7 gemaakt heeft van het nummer Anachronism. Ja, hij praatte even over die remix, maar we gaan eerst naar het origineel luisteren. Crepusculum met Anachronism. Was het origineel Anachronism van Crepusculum. En laten we nu eens luisteren naar wat Engine 7 daarvan gemaakt heeft. Engine 7 met Anachronism was dat. Een remix van het nummer van Crepusculum. En dat nummer is te vinden op een remixalbum dat uit gaat komen bij 12rec. Het is nog niet uit. Je zal dus best 12rec.net in het oog houden. Want één deze dagen komt die plaat uit. Gratis online en er komt ook een CD-versie van. We gaan naar een Duitser. Een Duitser die luistert naar Styrofoam en B. Fleischmann. En die een grote fan is van het More Music label. In de hoop daar ooit iets te mogen uitbrengen, heeft hij voorlopig gekozen voor het uitstekende netlabel Muerte Pop. Enkele dagen uit Parade Me met Spiders.
Your best friend said I fucked her, but I swear I didn't touch her. Your daddy said I've stolen his car last night, but you lied, and your sister told you that. Saw me as I killed your cat. But please don't believe what you heard, cause it's us versus them with every word. And the flies are webs, we're caught up in, bound and tied. Then I ask myself, where do all those spiders hide? And I whispered in your ear, let's leave this town tonight. And we'll go far, far away, to where all those spiders hide.
Net Waves, sharing music.
Nama komt uit Japan en heeft net de EP The Kyoto Connection uit. Uit die plaat hoorde je Fly en daarvoor was het Miker met Naranja. We duiken even het commerciële wereldje in waar Fateless dit weekend gebroken heeft met zijn platenlabel. We doen het liever zelf, we willen niet langer onder druk staan om andermans zakken te hoeven vullen, was de commentaar van Sister Bleece van Fateless. Wij hebben maar één tip, probeer het eens via een netlabel, dan heb je tenminste volledige onafhankelijkheid. Netwaves zit erop voor vandaag. We maken plaats voor Get Back. Je kan het interview met Crepusculum en heel de uitzending herbeluisteren via netlabelism.net en radioscorpio.com/netwaves. Groeten hier van Elke, Michel, Toon en Jan. Tot volgende week.